Now, a very, very special guest. Connecticut lawmakers doing something else are taking to stymie the trend against cash. Committee members at the General Assembly approved a bill that would prohibit businesses like Amazon and other retailers from refusing cash as payments in their operations. If so, Connecticut is following in the footsteps of several states that have sought or passed similar legislation. Yes, Representative Holly Cheeseman, Republican from East Lyme, is my special guest and Dan's special guest here this morning, and this is another ridiculous situation.
Holly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well,
how are you?
Good. How about a little background on here? I've read this happening in other states, Holly, where you get some of these businesses now that just tell customers no cash accepted? Is that how this is working?
Well, exactly. This was actually brought to my attention by a constituent whose daughter was in New York City and went into an establishment and bought a salad or something like that and went to pay cash, and they said, no, we don't take cash. You have to use some form of plastic. Well, she actually just had cash on her, so they said, well, don't worry about it. And being an honest young woman, she did go back later and
pay.
Oh,
that's good. That's good.
But when I looked into this, I realized that although the bills say legal tender, until you actually incur a debt, i.e. make a purchase, a business is perfectly able to say prior to your purchase, no, we're not going to take your good hard cash, no matter what the federal government says. And I will correct you.
Yeah.
The way the bill is drafted,
yeah,
it doesn't apply to Internet transactions.
It does not.
It doesn't apply to... Let's say you're making a car rental reservation.
Yeah, yeah.
There are very specific carve-outs for those instances where a business, like Amazon, like Internet transactions, where there's a membership model, like a Costco, can still, say, use a credit card.
But, you know, if it starts this way, you know and I know that this is how it's going to end up.
Yeah, it's going to be a trend here.
Of course.
Well, the rationale behind this, in addition to my constituent bringing this to my attention, 25% of our population either don't have bank accounts or are what's termed as underbanked. They don't have traditional banking products like credit cards. Are we to say to them, sorry, you're going to go to a business and they will be perfectly able to say, we don't want you here?
No, of course not.
In addition, every day we turn around and another business has been hacked, you may want to use cash simply to keep your details, like your credit card number and that sort of thing, confidential.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if we're worried about Big Brother, requiring the use of plastic means no transaction you make will ever be truly private.
Yeah, yeah.
And for a domestic violence point of view, if you're in an abusive relationship, do you want your credit card statement, your abusive partner says, what the hell are you spending this money on? You may want to be able to spend cash and have it between you and the merchant.
Holly, did you ever think in your lifetime, and Brad and I were talking about this before, did you ever think that there'd be a scenario where you would have to work on legislation to allow cash to be used? I mean, listen, I know people always talk about this dystopian kind of theory of a cashless society, but I never thought we would actually be heading there in some people's eyes.
Well, I think we've seen it. As I said, it was brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think one of the reasons, and again, not to be too paranoid, but the Big Brother scenario, once you don't allow cash, everything you do leaves a trail.
That's true,
And again, from the cybersecurity point of view, for heaven's sake, I have a family member working with the federal government, and when they had that big hack several years ago, he said, they know everything about me, because when you go through federal security clearance, you bare your life. So I think it's important for both those of our residents, who don't have access to plastic,
yeah,
who choose not to use plastic, to keep that as an option.
Brad and I were laughing. Brad, what about that old phrase, cash is king? Remember that?
Cash is king.
remember that, Holly?
Cash is king.
I do.
Another thing,
I don't know, heir apparent or prince now, but I want to make sure if you live in Connecticut, and as I say, with certain carve-outs that make perfect sense, when you go in, a business is going to say, we're delighted. And my day job, I run the Children's Museum in Niantic. I love cash because I'm not sending 2-3% to the credit card processors.
That's a good point. Good point, Brad. Yeah. Go ahead.
I must spend $600-700 a month. I like my customers to have the flexibility to use cash and book things online, but I'd much rather have that $700-600 for my mission here at the museum as opposed to sending it to some nameless credit card processor.
You know, there's something else too.
Mm-hmm.
Payments between $10 and $24.99. There's a study that that's what it says. I mean, the thing that I'm concerned about is they're going to do this, but this is absolutely, absolutely going to lead to things that we don't want. And this is just one of many. And these are the things that I'm concerned about.
In terms of saying you can only use plastic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta is going all plastic.
Really?
And there they're going to have machines where you put cash in and then get...
Oh, like a voucher card. Got it. Okay.
But there's going to be a charge. Do you think you're going to put $100 in and actually get $100 out? Someone's making money off this deal. Yeah.
Holly, finally, have you gotten any pushback on this? I always like to ask, who is against things like this?
I'm a Republican. The only vote against this in committee was from a fellow Republican who runs a restaurant who felt we shouldn't tell businesses what to do.
Okay.
But otherwise, it passed unanimously out of committee.
And you think this will get a floor vote?
I hope so, because I think it really, I think it helps Connecticut residents by keeping choice open, and that's what I want to do.
State Rep. Holly Cheeseman, Republican, representing East Lyme. Holly, call us back whenever you'd like. Let us know what's going on with this.
Thank you. Don't forget,
I represent Salem as well. I don't want to leave my
I'm sorry. Right. Salem, East Lyme. She's got her arms wrapped around the whole thing. Thanks, Holly.
Terrific. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, well,